Hello, friends, and welcome once again to another edition to the Answer the Call broadcast. This is Brother Nick continuing our message from last week entitled, A Season to Give Thanks. A Season to Give Thanks. If you remember, from last week, we were taking from the book of Ezra, chapter 3. After the children of Israel were able to return home and given the charge to rebuild the house of God, when they first got home, the first thing they did was that they built an altar and gave God praise, gave God glory, and they took the time to build this altar and to give him burnt offerings due his precious name. But they also kept the Feast of Tabernacles. They found themselves, after their captivity, more keeping the word of God than they did before. And we're picking up now in verse number 7, in Ezra chapter 3, verse number 7. They gave money also unto the masons and to the carpenters, and meat and drink and oil, unto them of Zidon and to them of Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the Sea of Joppa, according to the grant that they had of Cyrus, king of Persia. If you remember from our last broadcast, Cyrus, king of Persia, was stirred by the Spirit of God to have the house of God rebuilt in Jerusalem. And now in verse number 8, now in the second year of their coming unto the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, began Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jehozadak, and the remnant of their brethren, and the priests, and the Levites, and all they that were come out of the captivity unto Jerusalem, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to set forward the work of the house of God. So they not only made preparation, but they definitely had dedication ready for the house of God. In verse 9 it says, then stood Jeshua with his sons and brethren, Kadmiel and his sons, the sons of Judah, together, to set forward the workmen in the house of God, the son of Hanad, with their sons and their brethren, the Levites. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord, after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And in verse 11 it says, and they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. So at this point, the children of Israel had just completed laying the foundation of the house of God. Folks, the walls were not even built. The roof did not even come on. It was just the foundation. And once the foundation was completed, they took the time, they stopped, and they gave God praise. They gave God honor. They gave God exactly what is due his name. This is the same way with you and I as we make our steps forward, walking in the admonition and the nurture of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of us, for each step of the way, when we are doing something for the Lord, are we just stopping and praising God, knowing that we're doing exactly what God is calling us to do? This is a reason to give God thanks, because we, as God's people, if you are saved, we can each step of the way give God praise, because he has put the desire in our heart to live and serve him on this side of eternity. Now, of course, there will always be those that won't give God praise, no matter how blessed they are. I mean, think about it, folks. We live in America, and we get used to things just so quickly. Is it any wonder why we can't be more thankful? Now, in the face of opposition, in the face of being thankful, there will always be those who will be unthankful. There will always be those who want to go against. We're now reading in Ezra chapter 4, starting in verse number 1. It says, now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity builded the temple unto the Lord God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said unto them, let us build with you, for we seek your God, as ye do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Ezar Hedan, king of Assur, which brought us up hither. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said to them, ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, hath commanded us. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building, and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even unto the reign of Darius, king of Persia. My friends, this is how opposition, this is how the enemy works. We have to understand that every time we go to give God praise, honor, and glory, and thanksgiving, there will always be the adversaries to try to stop that praise and honor due God's precious name. We need to understand that this opposition is not a physical opposition, it is a spiritual battle. Listen, the Apostle Paul knew all about the opposition when he wrote the book of Ephesus, the letter to the Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 3, it is said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. It's a great thing to know. We have spiritual blessings in heavenly places, but even those don't come without some spiritual wickedness. Paul forewarns us later in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So before we can even enjoy the spiritual blessings, there's going to be spiritual wickedness to take away the praise, honor, and glory due unto God. And maybe that's the reason why so many people are unthankful, is because they don't truly realize the spiritual battle involved. They can't give thanks unto God because they have failed to see the goodness and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps if the average person had a whole lot less, they may be more thankful for all the little things. I mean, just think about it, folks. Think about the technology we had. I didn't have a cell phone growing up. What I had growing up is I had the kitchen phone with a 20-foot cord that you could reach all the way into the living room with, and everyone would try to be on it. But nowadays, everybody has a cell phone. People have tablets. People have computers. We have so much, and yet we are a society of people who have so little thankfulness, so little gratitude. Listen, President Grover Cleveland once said, and let us by no means forget while we give thanks and enjoy the comforts which have crowned our lives, that truly grateful hearts are inclined to deeds of charity, and that a kind and thoughtful remembrance of the poor will double the pleasures of our condition and render our praise and thanksgiving more acceptable in the sight of the Lord. The fact that we can go in our cars, folks, nowadays, and drive to our nearest grocery store and see aisle after aisle after aisle full of food that most people probably won't even buy, but we're so thankful to have it, but we get used to it so quickly. But where does your thankfulness, where does your season of praise and honor come from? Does it come from the Lord, or does it come from just the things that God has given you? In Psalms 92, verse 1, it says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High. The number one thing, as I alluded to, as I had said last week on the broadcast, is we should always be thankful for our salvation. Folks, whether you have all the food you need or all the money you want or the position you want or the reputation, what matters at the end of the day is, my friend, are you saved? Are you on your way to heaven? Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God's greatest gift to us was salvation by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And once we receive this gift, we can be so thankful that our sins are forgiven, we are on our way to heaven, and we can now be sanctified, set apart for the Father's use in our hearts and in our lives. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have so many things today, my friends, to be thankful for. If not, the best thing is your salvation. After that, get yourself into a good Bible-believing church where the pastor is preaching the Word of God and the people are living for the Word of God. And then you too can be like what the psalmist said in Psalm 79:13, "So we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praises to all generations." There's a song, there's a hymn, one of my favorite hymns. It goes like this: "We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. All glory and praise to the God of all grace, who hath bought us and sought us and guided our ways. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again." Perhaps, folks, what you need this season, what you need at this time, is a revival of thanksgiving unto God and how great he has been and how his mercy endureth forever. You and I can be so thankful this season that we have a home prepared where the saints abide, just over in the glory land. But what about you, my friend? Have you been thankful this season? Have you tasted and seen that the Lord is good? The children of Israel, when they got away from bondage, the first thing they did was gave God praise. When they laid the foundation, they gave God praise. But the adversary was hot on their trail, but they knew what to do. They continued to give God praise. Would you be willing to give thanks because of all that God has done? If at anything, just giving him praise because he has saved you? Would you be willing to honor and praise the God of heaven for saving your soul? Would you be willing to give him thanks and honor due his precious name? Would you be willing to be gracious and grateful this beautiful Thanksgiving season? Would you, my friend, be willing to answer the call?